Dear Nobody, where is the line between a good thing and too much of a good thing?
Well, listener, another way to phrase your question is to ask, when does a good thing become a bad thing? Well, in order to answer that question, nobody has to know what makes something good and what makes something bad. Let's consider this for a moment. What makes something good? Well, good for whom? Something that might be good for me might be very bad for someone else. We could even take this further and say, something that I think is good for me may actually not be good for me later on. It reminds me of the wise sage. The wise sage was walking around, whistling a little tune. He had a kind of oarworm inside of his head. He was walking around whistling his oarworm, and as he was walking around, he saw on the ground a penny, which he stopped and bent over to pick up, and zooming by came a car, and it crashed right into the place that the wise sage would have been if he had not stopped to pick up the penny. Later, when the wise sage's friends found out, they said to the wise sage, You were so lucky. That was such a good thing that you picked up that penny. And the wise sage said, maybe. Another day, the wise sage was walking around with the same oarworm in his head. And the wise sage walked into the car dealership, and the car salesman came up to the wise sage and said, you are so lucky. You are the winner of a brand new car. You're the 132nd customer to come in during this special promotion. And now you've won a brand new car. Don't you feel good? And the wise sage said, maybe. Later on, the wise sage was driving their brand new car, and what comes on the radio? The oarworm that the wise sage had been whistling the whole week. And in a moment of distraction, while singing along with the song, the wise sage's car is hit! Later that day in the hospital, the wise sage's friends come to visit, and they say, What bad luck! You just received your brand new car, and only days later find yourself in a car crash. You must be pretty upset about that. And what does the wise sage say? Maybe. So you see, listener, we must have the kind of understanding that the wise sage has. You must let go of the idea of what is good and what is bad in order to enter into a different space. Right now, nobody has some Bee Gees song stuck in my head. And when you enter into this space free of categorizing, you will be more able to recognize when to do something or have something and when it is time to stop without necessarily categorizing these things as good or bad.
If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you, ha ha ha. Oh, if I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you, If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you, If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you, If I can't have you, I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you,